92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I have a lot of difficulty believing a lot of the things that I read on the outer web every day, and this is a good example of what I mean. Now, if this is genuinely true, then it's a great thing, but according to a study done by a company called World Atlas, and this is published on their website, the Ulster County town of Shandaken is the most hospitable town in New York State. Hey, that's great news. Their report says the locals in the neighborhood are wonderful people with delightful small-town charm. Shandaken is actually 12 subtowns or hamlets, which includes Phoenicia, Pine Hill, Big Indian, Woodland Valley, and others. This new World Atlas report says that each one has its own unique laid-back Catskill vibe. Phoenicia is the home of the Empire State Railway Museum. The town also hosts an annual film festival, and that area is very popular in the fall when the trees on the surrounding mountains are all changing color. So Shandaken is very nice, but what towns stood out as being the least friendly in New York State? Well, it's hard to say exactly what town is at the top of the list because, again, the bad ones all have their own unique characteristics. But Newburgh is in the top five, not so much for the people, but for the way many drivers act while rolling through town, especially on Main Street. Newburgh was also voted the town where you are most likely to get flipped off. And I think they should put that on a t-shirt. Also in Orange County, Goshen didn't do very well. Woodstock, Millbrook, and Rhinebeck also ranked at the bottom of the list. And that's probably because a lot of the people in those towns seem to be transplants from the big city. And people say they brought their attitude with them.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet. From 92.9 WBPM.